we've never been here. You know, whether you're, you know, somebody who's been in public office 12 to 14 or 16 years, or you're somebody who came in January and this hit you in March, you know, we are all in this together because nobody has ever been down this road before. There wasn't a book on the shelf that says, dust this off in case of emergency, break in case of emergency. This was, wow, what do we do now?
That was Chautauqua County Executive P.J. Wendell discussing the arrival of COVID-19 in Western New York as a part of the County Conversations podcast created by the New York State Association of Counties, which interviewed county leaders from across the state on their experiences in the early days of the pandemic. On today's show, we're going to play excerpts from the three-part series. And up next, Oneida County Executive Anthony Pacente describes the challenges of addressing a threat that people can't see.
In March, things started hitting home, and especially when downstate counties like Ulster and others were starting to see the impact and things were happening on that level that we were so well aware of. And so in doing so, being in upstate New York, we're a little bit different, you know, in terms of the movement of the virus, but nonetheless, the fear, the concerns, and the issues that we were facing. So just like, you know, we were, as Pat said, with Ulster and Dutchess and in Orange County, we also closed schools on March 13th. So for us, the state of emergency began on March 13th. And I recall, you know, we closed schools and I talked to, I think, Mark Molinaro that day as well, because when they were getting ready to close schools in Dutchess County and others, and we took that action and we had yet to have a case, but nonetheless saw the urgency and let's attack this, you know, as quickly as possible. And we did that. And the first step was closing schools, closing senior centers, the things that were closest to this virus in that initial phase that we saw. But I recall we're driving home that night and coming in on the next day, which was a Saturday, which the days just blended for months because they were just 7 day weeks and continued and continued and continued. But I remember driving in that day or the sleepless night that night before and thinking about the state of emergency, that what we had done. And so I'll go back to the storms for a minute. When you have a storm, when you have a flood, when you have, you know, things happening in the community that people can see, they can react to those states of emergency. We were in a state of emergency that people hadn't seen. And in particular, in my county, no cases had been discovered yet. And even so, though Ulster County is not far away and New York City is not far away, it's still far away in people's minds that things are happening in other places and not here. How do we address that? So I felt we needed to address it head on very quickly and be prepared.
And here's Montgomery County Executive Matthew Ossenfort on the personal toll of the first death from COVID-19 in his Mohawk Valley County.
We had our first COVID death was a gentleman by the name of Dave Swart, D-A-V-E-S-W-A-R-T. Dave was a longtime and retired Amsterdam firefighter who him and his wife, Pam, were very well-known members of the community, very active members of the community. And not only was Dave a firefighter retired, but he also had a hot dog stand called Dave's Dogs that was very much beloved in the community. And, you know, COVID for Montgomery County really, you know, started at a slow pace. We're a small rural community, and we began to get some positive cases. And as we were attempting to wrap our head around what was happening around us, and most notably in New York City, we knew that the pandemic was something that was going to be both challenging but also tragic. But we did not yet feel that in any personal way in Montgomery County until Mr. Swart did contract the virus and did become ill and had to be transferred and admitted to our local hospital. And in addition to that happening, his wife really was not shy about making that information public about both his hospitalization and his positive test. And at that point, We only had 12 confirmed positive cases and no deaths. So, you know, it was still very early on. And, you know, Montgomery County is a very much a place that, you know, our community institutions are our schools, our fire departments, our police departments, our restaurants. And, you know, certainly the Swart family was very much ingrained in that. And when the news came out that Mr. Swart was not doing well, there was literally a gathering of people outside of the hospital to just try to show their respect and their support for the Swart family. And for me personally, it was not just a well-known member of the community. Dave's son, who also has the name Dave, was a good friend of mine in high school, and we played football together, and we've known each other since we were young. So for me, as the, you know, leader of the county and trying to manage and direct the county in a way that, you know, was helping us get through this. You know, this was chronicled day by day in our local newspapers. And like I said, you know, even after it was in the local papers that he was in the hospital, there was even an article in the paper that says, you know, the headline read, "Amsterdam man with COVID-19 takes a turn for the worst." The subheadline was, quote, "We need a miracle. People gather at St. Mary's to pray for Dave Swart." So at a time when we did not yet experience the tragedy and the loss that has come along with COVID in such a big way, we had a person in the community and a family in the community that really and truly, you know, touched thousands of people, and the community responded in a big way. And there was such an outpouring of support at that hospital. The local fire department came and brought their trucks down as a show of support, and people really rallied together. And unfortunately, Dave ended up losing his life. And it was a death that was felt by the entire community, and really was a very personal, eye-opening experience for what was to come.
And finally, County Executive P.J. Wendell talks about the first day of the pandemic in Chautauqua County and a 103-year-old woman's recovery from the virus.
Well, for us, it hit home on March 15th, I call our day of infamy in Chautauqua County. That was a day that we convened a meeting at 1 o'clock. I was in my office by about 10, going through my notes, gathering up my thoughts, you know, realizing what we were going to do. That day, I declared a state of emergency, met with all of our stakeholders here in the county. We're also we're on the conference call with the schools, and so when it started in Chautauqua County, you know, March 15th, and then our first case was a little over a week later on March 23rd. But I think the one that stuck out the most was our 103-year-old woman who tested positive, asymptomatic, really didn't know she had any symptoms, didn't have any symptoms, was admitted to the hospital for another medical situation, condition, and found out she tested positive for COVID. The best part was she recovered, fully recovered, and was discharged from the hospital. So, you know, we likened it. I talked to family, and I think they said they knew of one other person in the world from Italy that was this old and had survived, you know, the pandemic, Spanish flu back in 1918, and now the pandemic of COVID.
For a longer oral history from the early days of the pandemic, check out the Association's podcast, County Conversations. And you can also get a comprehensive look back from the group's new book, Our Darkest Hours: New York County Leadership and the COVID Pandemic. This has been Capital Press Room producer Peter Wendler. Thanks for listening.
Support for the Capital Press Room is provided by Destiny USA. Shopping, dining, and entertainment all in one location. For more information, go to www.destinyusa.com.